Bob Fesco report that he had been tipped off that Tyreek Hill had good moments and did a good job in the meeting with the NFL. It immediately sort of made me think, well, the one thing that I think should have been of concern of how he and his representation would handle, the one thing that should have been of concern, he must have nailed. If the reports that Fesco are getting are accurate, he must have nailed. Because this, to me, would have been the one thing that you should have been worried about. I was listening to Therese Paylor and Charles Robinson, and they do their podcast on Yahoo Sports every single week. And they were talking about what Tyreek could face in the meeting with the NFL. And one of the things they said that stuck out to me, Serta, was they spoke about Ezekiel Elliott's meeting with the NFL. And they said one of the real issues that Ezekiel Elliott ran into was, hey, they just didn't believe a lot of what he was saying. They felt like he wasn't being completely upfront and accurate about the conversation that they were having, the things that happened. They felt like, I don't know how honest he's being with us. And Therese was saying on the podcast, hey, Tyreek's got to really be convincing to these guys. Tyreek has got to be to a place where when they finish meeting with him and his representation, that they believe what he's saying. And I think even the hardest guys who are ride or die for Tyreek understand there are some things in this case that you would think that the NFL went over with him that they wanted to know. There are some things where they were like, I want to know how Tyreek's going to explain this one to make it make sense, even with the evidence that he might have, and that helps him. And I'm guessing he must have been very convincing if what Bob was tipped off, because there are a couple of things that come to mind. Like, obviously, the big thing that I think really affects the talk of a suspension anyway is the "you should be terrified of me too" be that line. And I know many people are wondering how convincing he was and how he explained that one away. Or the text messages. You all have read those text messages. Even the ones who are really ride or die for Tyreek looked at those text messages and thought those text messages were probably a little bit too perfect. I wonder how convincing he was, how he explained that away. Other things in the case. And just judging by what Bob has said and what's been reported to Fesco, apparently that which was a problem for Ezekiel Elliott that made his suspension longer and it made the NFL really go after him harder, I'm guessing if it went well for Tyreek, he did a good job of convincing them. Because that sort of was a concern to me. Like that to me was a thought of, I wonder how he's going to explain away some of these things. How he's going to explain away some of the things that he said on the tape and the things that have happened. Like, hey, if it's her to blame, why are you still with her so often? And I'm guessing he had a good amount of evidence and convinced them in a major way, a much better way than Ezekiel Elliott. And I think when we hear whatever the decision is from the NFL and Roger Goodell, I think then we will know, all right, he must have did a really, really good job of convincing Roger Goodell and the rest of them about that. Because that was really telling to me when Therese and them said, yeah, man, they just didn't believe Zeke. They just didn't believe him, flat out. Just didn't believe anything he was saying was accurate. And as soon as I heard that, I thought, okay, there's a couple things that I'm sure they're wondering with Tyreek. Hey, man, what's this about? Like, can you give me an explanation on this? And for Chiefs fans who are hoping he's on the field, if the report that the tip that Bob got is correct, you should be feeling pretty good about that, because that, to me, was the most daunting issue that he had to face in meeting with them. Being given the response that you gave me to this NBA thing, I'm a little nervous about this, but this ought to be great. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash, On the text line, you can add extra lottery balls. You could give teams a first-round bye in the actual postseason. If they win the midseason cup, they could be immune from having to play in the postseason play-in tournament. It's not the top teams. It's just the bottom feeders. Can't wait. LeBron James's pregame chalk toss was one of the coolest rituals in the NBA for several years. He abandoned the tradition in 2014, however, but according to James, the chalk toss may make a triumphant return this upcoming season. He replied to Timeless Sports on Twitter, an account that shares throwback photos, writing that the chalk toss may return this coming year until forever.
I miss it, to be honest with you. I used to love it. At my old job, when I would walk to the receptionist, this is when I was really an ass.
You threw chalk in her face?
No. She had a bunch of visitors, like stickers, in a basket, and I would just go up to the receptionist and do the entire LeBron routine and then take the visitor stickers and just toss them all in the air and then just bounce. Oh, she would be so mad. I got her like the first three times, and then she just ripped down and took them from underneath so I couldn't do it.
You didn't even like pick them up for her?
No, I just did. I told you, I let it off by saying I was being a real ass at the time. But yeah, I did. By the way, if you're building and hoping the text line is supportive of you, someone from the 785 with no listener number literally text this in. What's the Big 12 championship then? It's not for a championship per se. No, it is. It's for the Big 12 championship.
Yeah, but nobody cares about the tournament championship. We still make a big deal about it.
Oh, we don't care about the tournament championship.
No.
We don't. No,
who cares
it does.
About that?
It automatically,
who cares about the
Big 12 automatically gets you into the tournament.
Yeah, but how often does that help someone in the Big 12? Generally, the team that wins it in the Big 12 is already going
to
the NCAA
tournament. But you're saying the
tournament
doesn't matter. I don't even know why.
Those tournaments matter for small conferences. That doesn't make a difference
it
in the Big 12.
Yes, it
the
matters.
The team that
for
wins the Big 12 championship. The tournament championship is generally going to the NCAA tournament anyway.
Yeah, but not the start of the tournament. Everybody has a chance to get in. TCU could have won it and got in. And of course
how
they care
does
about
that happen to the Big
12? And they get rings for being champions. Who gives a ring a crap about the
I bet you'll get a ring for this midseason cup.
Oh, my God. What, a pinky one?
Maybe
a Big
like
12
maybe
championship.
Like an earring.
Yes, the Big 12 championship is a
big day today. Avengers Endgame needs $36 million to break the final worldwide gross of Avatar, the highest-earning movie in box office history. This is the re-release. I'm going to try to go see it this weekend. I don't know if I'll have time because I'll be out of
town.
You
just wanted to talk about this
but,
yourself.
Yes, they only need $36 million. Big re-release. There's an extra post-credit scene. There's supposed to be a tribute to Stan Lee. Post-credit scene might have something to do with the Hulk. We don't really know yet. There's also a deleted scene being added to the movie. And there's a free special edition poster. I got to get one of those posters. I think I'm going to head out when I leave here because I got to go somewhere and then I got to go out of town. I think I'm going to just swing by a movie theater, pay for a ticket so I can get a poster, and then leave. And then I'll go see the movie again later this week for time number 6. We're going to break that record, baby.
So that's why you told me you had to leave immediately after the show?
Well, I've got other things to do, but that's part of it.
No, you told me, hey, man, I got to leave immediately after the show. We can't meet or anything because, no, it's because you want to go to go get a poster?
Because I have to go do that and then go out of town. But I've got errands to run. I got to go home, get my suitcase, get my suit.
I honestly don't know how people expect for me to work in these conditions. Yesterday, we wanted to meet after the show. You stood around and said, oh, I can't. I've got to do something. I've got to do my podcast. And
I then had you to record my podcast.
But then you literally stood around for 5 to 7 minutes just talking.
Yeah, we were meeting.
I believe this is probably the case for the 913. Serta is probably going to Vern's bachelor party.
I am catching the train. It only takes 8 hours.
Yeah, you ain't got that kind of cash, so I know you're not doing that.